What's our new series going to be on? Authority. Authority. How many of you have been through a series, a Bible study series on authority? How many of you are confident you know exactly what the Bible talks about authority? How many have heard a message, period, on authority of any kind? Three? Four? Some of you's Rolodex is still turning as to... All right. That's why we need to have a series on authority. Now, we're going to look at different types of authority in this series. And with each one, we're going to ask the same question. Who has it? Who has the authority? Sharon, your wife, she has the authority? Well, that's why we need to have it. The Bible would disagree. So husbands, make sure your wives attend. They're going to need to hear this. Actually, what we're going to talk about is who has the authority. And we all have been placed under multiple levels of authority. And we need to know who has that authority. And we need to know what authority is over other authorities. Have you heard about a hierarchy? Have you heard about a structure where, we talk about stuff coming down from the top, being passed down? Have you heard of a chain of command? Well, when it comes to authority, there is a chain of command. And so as we're going to notice in authority, we're not going to look at them necessarily in order of their authority, but we're going to look at it so that we know who has authority. Number two, we want to know where did they get their authority? Where did they get it? Have you ever heard someone make this statement? Who made you the boss? You might have said that a lot. Well, we're going to answer that question in every instance. We are going to learn who made this authority. And here's the key to understanding authority. If you understand where it comes from, you will respect it as authoritative. If it's an illegitimate authority, have you ever been around someone who wasn't the boss, but they like to act like they was the boss? Boy, aren't they just a joy to work with, huh? If we can establish that the authority that these people have or this institution has is a God-given, God-ordained authority given by God, then that brings us to our next question. Who does the authority apply to? I remember as a kid, I never said this, but I had some friends that did. Somebody's parents would come out in the neighborhood and tell us to quit doing something. And I'd be like, yes, ma'am. And the other kid would be like, you're not my mom. You're not my mom. I don't have to do what you say. You ever heard that growing up? Who does the authority apply to? So, who has the authority? Where did they get it? Who does it apply to? Here's the last question we're going to answer under each one of these. How am I to respond to that authority? Now, that's more than just I'm supposed to obey. We're going to talk about real world scenarios. And here's why. If I show you in the Bible, verse so-and-so says this person's in charge, you will all go, okay. And then we will come into a situation where you have to submit to that kind of authority. Then we'll be like, no, I'm an American. I have rights. Huh? So we need to apply the authorities that are granted by God to other institutions. We need to apply those in real-world settings. How are you going to respond? Everybody understand where we're going with our study? Any questions about authority thus far? This is just an overview. We're not going to get in-depth in any of these. I'm just making the case of why we need to have this series. Because all of us are in a position of authority, and all of us are subject to higher authorities, plural. Some of us may have multiple authorities over others. Some of us may have limited authority and may have more people over us than are under us. These are all things that we need to establish. And if we can establish them correctly, with truth, in the Bible, of how they apply and how they're to be used, then It will give us a better understanding of how we're to live on the earth. Okay? Now, if there's no questions about authority, I'm going to give you the list that I've made thus far. And if we don't cover something that you think has an authority, that we can figure out that it came from God, then we're going to add it to our list, all right? The first authority that we're going to have to look at is God's authority. And we're going to spend a week looking at God's authority. We're going to spend a Wednesday night studying the authority of God, how He has it, where it came from, who does it apply to, and how are we to respond to God's authority. Now, I think we can all agree. And you're going to say, well, Brother Harold, we can just skip that one. God's His own authority, and we all are going to supposed to obey Him. Yeah? You and I may agree on that. But is everybody obeying God? We got a large sector of people in our country who don't even believe He exists. So we've got to apply how you and I are to respond to the authority that God has. Then we're going to talk about parental authority. Anybody know what that means? What? Parents? Do parents have authority? Huh? Partly? Be here 3 weeks from tonight. We need to establish parental authority. We need to establish where it comes from. We need to establish who it applies to. And we need to establish how we are to respond to it. Whether we're grown adults and we have parents over us, or whether we are under the direct care and supervision of our parents, or whether we're parents with kids or grandkids under our direct supervision. Because here's the problem. There are kids that do not understand parental authority, and there are parents who do not understand parental authority. Well, I just can't make Junior do that. He won't. Some of you are laughing, and some of you are going, I have that same problem. All of these will be remedied by an understanding of authority. Now listen, it all has to be within the confines of our study. Who has it? Where did they get it? Who does it apply to? And how am I to respond? God's authority, parental authority. The third form of authority we will look at is governmental authority. And this is a big one. This is much needed. Governmental authority is something that is deeply misunderstood in America. You want to know why it's such a big deal? Because some people are more familiar with their Constitution than they are with Scripture. Let me demonstrate the difference. The Constitution may grant you the right to have an abortion. Not illegal in this country. Does the Bible grant you that right? So now we have a decision to make as to which is the higher authority. Now, I used abortion, which is something that, you know, a group of conservative Republican Baptists. I'm just kidding. Some of you are closet Democrats. I use that out here. Do what? I didn't hear. It was funny. The point I'm trying to make here is I'm using something very common like abortion that we all can agree on that shouldn't be done, but the law allows it. I could equally use gay marriage, something we all agree that shouldn't take place, yet our government allows it. Well, here's where the rubber meets the road. The Constitution allows for the citizens of its country to overthrow its government if it gets out of line. Does the Bible allow for citizens to overthrow their government? This is why we need to understand authority. Governmental authority. Because listen, folks, if our government doesn't straighten itself out, if our citizens don't begin to vote correctly to straighten out its government, we're going to be forced with a decision of how we're going to respond to an out-of-control government. And the old patriot in me says, let's go down and inform the Minutemen. Let's stand out on the road. Let's chase them all the way back to Boston. But the Christian in me says that I'm not to disobey those whom the Lord has put over me. May backslide a little bit. And these are all real world issues that we need to settle out of authority. Parents need to know their authority. Kids need to know the authority of the parents. We all need to understand that God's authority originates with Him and is divvied out not just from God. Because I have people all the time that tell me this about God. They'll say, well, I believe God, but I don't believe the Bible. Okay? Well, how does God convey to us what He wants us to do? He does it through the Bible. Okay, I believe the Bible, but I don't go to church. What's God's primary means of instructing His people? It's through the church. This is why this authority is so needed today. So, God's authority, parental authority, governmental authority, here's one, gospel authority. And I'm going to confess to you that I'm not real sharp on gospel authority. But I'm going to make another confession. I believe that the gospel has authority. I believe it's an authoritative message. I believe it has implications when it's preached, both positive and negative. I believe we're commanded to share it and spread it. Therefore, the gospel has authority. Next form of authority, church authority. Here's one nobody likes to talk about. Ain't no church gonna tell me what to do. Well, what if the church has a God-given authority? What if it was God's idea that the church have authority? Now what? Now listen, we all need to understand what church authority looks like. Now you're all sitting there going, well, preacher, I'm not real certain about this church authority. Some of you are like, amen, the church has power, power, power. But if the church over-exercises its authority, what happens? You end up Catholic. They start making up their own laws, their own rules. They have their own set of right and wrong. They have their own idea of salvation. They have their own, everything revolves around money and them getting it. So even the authorities that we're talking about here, whether they're church, whether they're parental, you can over-exercise your parental authority. So the church has authority. Now, the next one is a pastor's authority. No Southern Baptist knows anything about this. This is to Southern Baptists, this is a unicorn. It's mystical. Doesn't really exist. But pastors are granted authority. And it's not the authority to be a dictator and rule the church with an iron fist. But they are given authority. And we need to understand that. You need to understand it. I need to understand it. That way, if I get out of line, you can call me into correction. It's important. Lastly, the master's authority. You say, well, Brother Harold, God's at the top. Different master. Lower level authority. Below God. Below the church, even. The master's authority is those who own slaves. If you're a free man, he's your boss. You say the Bible condemns slavery. No, it doesn't. It gives instruction on how slaves are to respond to their masters and how masters are to treat their slaves. And we can learn from how a master is to treat those whom he owns by how a boss is to treat his employees and how employees are to respond to their boss. And this balance of authority can all be established from the mouth of God through His Word. Now, is there any form of authority or institution of authority that we can go back to Scripture that I didn't include in my list? Because I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks. Husband and wife, I'm going to include that in parental rather than spend a whole week on it. Thought about mother-in-law authority. But I couldn't figure out where she got it at. But seriously, is there any other authoritative institution or person that we can say God granted authority to, that we should submit to? Okay, then would you agree this is a pretty complete list? Remember our secret code? Nodding your head up and down is yes. Pretty complete list of the authorities in our life, right? Some of us are going to fall into these positions of authority. Nobody hears God, but many of us here are parents. If you're saved, you have some gospel authority. If you work in the government, you're going to have some governmental authority. Even if you're the small little peon lady that works at the DMV, One number's off on your VIN number. You must return to the end of the line. Get another number. Sometimes they like to flex their muscles down at the DMV, and that's okay. They're in a position of authority. So some of us are going to find ourselves in position of authority. Hey, look, think about this. You could be a parent. You could be a pastor. You are saved. You could have parental authority. You could work in the government, and you could be a boss. So you could have pastoral authority, governmental authority, parental authority, and master's authority. You're like, that's the kind of power I want to wield. No, you don't. That's how you bring harsh judgment upon yourself. To whom much is given, much is required. Or you could be a child who's saved, and the only authority that you currently have is gospel authority. And you submit to every other form in the book. Okay. God doesn't call you to be the boss. He calls you to submit in every situation. There's no shame in being in the bottom. Brother Hell, how can you say that? Jesus said it. First will be last, and the last will be first. He that is least in the kingdom will be the greatest. If you want to be the greatest in the kingdom, serve the other people. You don't have to climb the ladder of success and be the boss in order to achieve greatness in the kingdom of God. So how do we achieve that greatness? We understand the authority that God has placed over us, and we respond correctly according to His Word. Everybody see that? Anybody mad? Say, you're not the boss of me, want to leave yet? If you're saying that, I'll fast forward to pastoral authority, and we'll do that tonight. All right. No questions, no missing authorities. Because I'm serious. I didn't read a book on authority and come up with this series. I've just been thinking about it for 2 weeks. Well, I've been thinking about it for a month, but I've been thinking about it and looking at each individual type of authority for the last 2 weeks. I wanted just to get up and rant about some kids I saw in this grocery store and the way they treated their parents, and I thought, no, that wouldn't be a message. That'd just be a rant. And then I wanted to get up and rant about some idiots and the way they responded to the police department. And I thought, no, that wouldn't be an instructive message. That would just be a rant. Then I wanted to get up and rant about some people who thought they could be saved and be a great Christian and never attend church. And then I thought, no, that would just be a rant, not an instructive message. So, you know, I said, you know what the heart of all these problems are? Their lack of understanding of authority. Now, that brings us to this question. Why this topic? I've given you my three reasons. First of all, I want to talk about general ignorance. No, he didn't serve in the Confederate Army. He was a Yankee. Look at that name. Some of you must be Yankees. You're not laughing. General ignorance is just a general lack of understanding of the topic. When I first ask you how many of you have sat through a teaching series or a Bible study on authority, no one gave me a, oh yeah, 2 years ago with so-and-so church. Or Dr. Steve Lawson and John MacArthur got together and did a conference on that. Nobody's ever done that. So there's a general lack of understanding in our society of authority. There's a general lack of understanding in our society about church authority. There's a general lack of understanding about all of these things, and it's not just recent. It goes back for years and years. It goes back for generations. There's just a lack of understanding of authority, and it's been going on for a long time. This general ignorance is not to make people feel dumb. It's just that we've never been taught. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant, because being ignorant can be corrected when you get instruction. It doesn't mean that you're not capable of learning. It just means no one's ever taught you. And there's just a general dearth of no one being instructed in this area. Therefore, anybody that gets up and says something contrary, maybe they wave the flag around, maybe they wear a three-cornered hat, and we're going to fix the government. Well then, yeah, me too. I'm going to empty my gun safe and go to Utah and stand with these farmers. I thought that was a good cause. I did. I thought they got ripped off. I thought they got cheated out of their land. I'm glad Trump finally pardoned those guys. But before I go running off and taking arms and standing in the gap and facing down against my government, I need to understand what authority that our government was given by God. I'm just generally ignorant on this subject. Now, with general ignorance, lack of teaching, lack of explanation, there is an increasing ignorance. The increasing ignorance is far exceeding generations prior. When you were a kid, some of you, most of you are older than me. Some of you are younger than me. Some of you are my age. I don't remember when I was a kid. I'm 43. I don't remember when I was a kid seeing kids talk to their parents the way I see kids talk to their parents now. Do you remember kids being that bad when you were young? And so here's what I naturally think of. These kids don't understand parental authority. Yep. Amen. Mom and dad, these parents don't understand parental authority. These kids are not feral children that free range on the land and only come home to sleep. Mom and dad are granting them and training them and giving them all the information and tools they need to live this way because they don't understand their position as mom and dad. They want to be best friend, not mom. They want to be best friend, not dad. And it's a good thing to want to give your kids all the stuff you never had. But that's also how you raise spoiled brats. One and the same. There is an increasing ignorance in parental authority. There is an increasing ignorance in governmental authority. The farmers I referenced earlier, the ranchers out west, I think there was one in Nevada and one in Montana or Wyoming or somewhere like that, somewhere in the Northwest. The kind of stand that they took was actually much more civilized than the Antifa crowd that's throwing stuff through police car windows and rioting in the streets. This sovereign citizen movement who thinks that they can live on our land, drive on our roads, drink our water, consume our food, and not have to obey any of our laws because they are their own citizen. Those people didn't exist in the 1950s. They didn't. This is all an increasing ignorance. It's an increasing dearth of understanding toward authority. Same goes for the church. I always remember this. When I was working in the taxidermy shop, church was having some hard times. This is probably 7 years ago. I went and got me a part-time job, and I was working in the taxidermy shop. And me and the other taxidermists had been working all morning, and I worked from like 9 to 1. And then I would come here and do all my stuff at the church in the afternoon. And so he said, hey, let's go get some lunch before you go back to church and work. I said, all right. So I just hopped in his truck, and we took off. And I had to stop in my office and get something. And I pulled into the church parking lot, and I ran in my office, and I grabbed, I don't remember if it was cash or something. Anyways, I come back out, and I got in his truck, and we were driving out of the parking lot on this side, and somebody had done a couple of big old donuts in their truck right over here in the grass. And this other taxidermist that was working with me, he goes, they're going to hell. You don't do that in a churchyard. They're going to hell. I'm like, no, you don't go to hell for doing donuts in the churchyard. You go to hell for rejecting the God you know exists and rejecting His Son as your Savior. But even this guy knew that. There was a certain amount of reverence and respect that churches carried. Yet now, we don't see that same kind of reverence and respect for churches. Now churches get the copper stole out of their air conditioners because nobody's there during the week. I mean, churches are broken into. Our church has been broke into. No one reverences the authority that churches used to carry like they used to. And this is getting worse and worse and worse. Now, I'm talking about the outside world's view of the church. But when we look at the increasing lack of commitment in this generation toward their service in the church, you see an increasing ignorance of the authority that church carries by the priority it shows in the lives of the people. So would you agree with me? We need to study this topic because there's a general ignorance and none of us have ever really been instructed on it specifically. And then would you also agree that we need to study it because it's increasingly becoming more and more neglected? Now, the third reason is the real reason why I want to study this. Christian witness. As the world gets worse and worse and worse, and professing Christians, this is air quotes, professing Christians are going to get worse and worse and worse. Guess who's going to stand out more and more to the crowd around them? Real Christians who respond properly to the authority that God has put over them. Here's what's going to happen. When real Christians act like real Christians in a world that's becoming more and more hostile towards authority, people are going to say, why are you putting up with that? You're an American, you have rights. Why are you putting up with that? There's other churches in this area you could go to. Let me tell you a group of people who asked that same question in the Old Testament. They were in a cave with David. And King Saul was in there. Some say he was resting. Some translated he was taking a dump. And David and his mighty men were in the back of the cave. And Saul sent all the other men out of the cave. So there's nobody in there but David and a bunch of warriors and Saul. And the warriors said, God has delivered your enemy into your hands. You know what Saul was doing at the time? Not right then. I already gave you the two options. Do you know what Saul was engaged in that day? Trying to kill David. And David said, no, I'm not going to kill him. And everybody said, you're an absolute idiot. You're an absolute moron. This is the will of God, or God wouldn't have put him here. And David said, no, I got a better idea. I'm going to go up there and I'm just going to cut a piece of his garment off, let him know I could have, but I'm not going to do it. People didn't understand David right then, but here's what they knew about David. David had a faith in God that caused him to willingly risk his life in order to obey God when he clearly had the opportunity to fix the problem himself. Your Christian witness is going to be evidenced by the way you submit to authority. Whether it's your boss's authority, whether it's your church's authority, whether it's your pastor's authority, whether it's your parental authority, whether it's governmental authority, whether it's gospel authority, whether it's all under the blanket of God's authority. The way you respond in each of these situations is going to show the rest of the world who you are. And here's what else it's going to do. It's going to show them who God is. That's why we need to do this. We need to do this because I'm encountering pastors that are teaching their churches that they don't have to do this. I'm seeing parents that are telling their kids they don't have to obey. I'm seeing churches teach their people that it doesn't matter what the people think or how they respond and act to the church. The reason all this needs to be done is because the world is not seeing true Christianity because it's being overshadowed by a bunch of raucous, rebellious people who will have no ruler over them. And we're doing it in a country where it's at its worst. You know why? We are rebels at heart. Our country is a rebellious country. I love George Washington as much as the next guy. I spent part of my vacation going to his home and looking at his false teeth. I'm a student of history. A good afternoon for me on a hot day when you can't do anything outside, I'll sit there and watch documentaries on the Revolutionary War. Have a good old time. I know you wouldn't enjoy doing that, but that's me. I don't play golf, cut flowers, any of the other stuff y'all do. I don't do that. This is what I do, okay? Look, I love what those patriots did. I love those Minutemen. I love Samuel Adams. I love John Hancock and his big old signature. I love it. I'm glad they did it. 4th of July, I posted the Declaration of Independence and asked everyone to read it. Verbatim, the whole thing. Because I think it's an important historical document. And as a country, we are born out of this free rebel spirit where no one will rule over us. Therefore, any type of authority that's portrayed to Americans, they automatically recoil from. I have in my house, in the corner of my little reloading room, I have the big old Gadsden flag sticker. The yellow flag with the coiled up copperhead or rattlesnake that says, don't tread on me. Huh? You got one? I have a flag with an AR-15 on it that says, come and take it. Confession time. Yet, I'm under governmental authority ordained by God. See, I've been pretty ignorant on this topic in the past. Generally ignorant. And as the world gets further and further away from what God has called us to do, this is going to become more and more important. So I'm trying to be ahead of the curve and present this information to you. So, if what I've said tonight doesn't interest you at all, you're not going to be happy for the next 6 or 7 weeks. But if what I've said tonight demonstrates, you know what, brother, I think you're onto something. I think you're right. I think this is an ongoing problem. Then guess what? You're going to need to be here and you're going to need to hear this. And if you hear this and if you apply this and if you recognize this and submit properly to the authority that God's put over you, the rest of the world is going to see the gospel in your actions. And you're going to look drastically different than everybody else around you. So it's important if you want the world to see the gospel through how you live and how you act. Is there any questions about the topic? Any questions? I expected more pushback from you patriots than this. No, it's getting worse. And I don't want to get ahead of any one topic, but, you know, in the last days, one of the signs of the last days, you know what it is? Children will be disobedient to their parents. You know why that is? In the last days, people will not want authority. They won't apply it to their children correctly, and their children won't learn it. We'll be headed in that direction. So, I mean, where we're headed. Any other questions about authority? Now, judging by your response, it'll be pretty sparse the next 7 weeks.